Canton fire officials say no one was injured in separate house fires this morning. Around 2:30, firefighters responded to the 1300 block of St. Elmo Avenue Northeast. The owner said a dog attempting to get food on the stove turned on an electric burner, triggering the fire. Smoke detectors alerted the family, who was already outside when crews arrived. The fire did minor damage to the kitchen before the residents put out the flames. Nearly an hour earlier, crews were called to the 800 block of High Avenue Northwest. They found heavy smoke coming from the home. An overheated electrical cord on an air conditioner started the blaze. Damage is estimated at $23,000. The house will likely be demolished. The Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a Nimishillen Township man accused of sexually assaulting a young girl. 56-year-old Everett Steed is charged with 3 counts of rape and 2 counts of gross sexual imposition. The alleged victim was 6 when the activity began in January 2004. The indictment states it continued until August 2009. Steed is scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. He's being held in the county jail on $150,000 bond. A Canton man who allegedly assaulted another man is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. 49-year-old William Harvey was arrested Thursday on a warrant charging him with felonious assault. He's accused of striking the victim in the head with a chair, causing serious injuries. Court records state the 58-year-old Canton man suffered several broken bones and the loss of 4 teeth. Police say the incident occurred in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast on August 11th. One woman is dead after a 3-vehicle crash in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says it happened in Oxford Township around 2:15 Thursday afternoon. 18-year-old Ava Stamets was northbound on I-77 when her car crossed the median, entered the southbound lanes, and struck a pickup truck near milepost 63. The truck went off the left side of the interstate and overturned. Stamets' car hit another pickup, causing both vehicles to go off the right side of the road and crash into a guardrail. Stamets was pronounced dead at the scene. The other drivers and 4 passengers in the second truck were taken to a Cambridge hospital with minor injuries. The patrol says drugs and alcohol are believed to be factors. The incident is under investigation. A Salem man is headed to prison for possessing multiple images of child pornography. 64-year-old Barry Stevens was sentenced Thursday by Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam to 33 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Stevens was arrested after a search warrant was executed at his home in February 2024. More than 2,000 images and videos of children engaged in sex acts were found on Stevens' computer. As part of his sentence, he must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. The legal firm appealing the way legal fees were split up among attorneys who helped broker the $600 million settlement between Norfolk Southern and residents affected by the East Palestine train derailment will argue the case. Oral arguments are scheduled for October 25th in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. Morgan and Morgan appealed final approval of the settlement, questioning the distribution of the fees. They argue the $180 million awarded to class counsel was divided unfairly and allege co-lead counsel exploited a quick pay provision. Morgan and Morgan filed an injunction in November 2024, but a federal judge ruled against it. The law firm filed an appeal in December. A Ravenna man has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison for receiving and distributing child pornography. 47-year-old Daniel Robertson was sentenced by a federal judge to 121 months. He pleaded guilty in May to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Robertson also was ordered to serve 10 years probation and pay more than $17,000 restitution. From March to December 2024, he downloaded and shared sexually explicit photos and videos of children. A search warrant was executed at Robertson's home in December when federal agents found the images and videos on electronic devices. A man who threatened a Hollywood gaming casino employee has learned his fate. 69-year-old Al-Fad Mohammed of North Jackson pleaded guilty Wednesday in Mahoning County Court to aggravated menacing and failure to comply. An intimidation charge was dismissed. Judge Scott Hunter sentenced Mohammed to 80 days in jail and 1 year of probation. He was given credit for 10 days served. On August 10th, Mohammed threatened to shoot a casino employee after losing a large bet. He was escorted off the property by security. Mohammed later led police on a chase and pointed a rifle out of his vehicle. He is banned from the Austintown casino. 2 Venezuelan women have each been sentenced to 2 months in prison after pleading guilty to possession of a fraudulent permanent resident card. 39-year-old Imeleth Nohemi Persino Rodriguez and 33-year-old Dikla Emerlania Perez Rodriguez were sentenced this week in federal court. Both pleaded guilty in May. Persino Rodriguez was also sentenced to 3 years probation, while Perez Rodriguez was given 1 year. On February 17th, Warren police found the women sleeping in a car at a convenience store on Parkman Road. Both had fake permanent resident cards. Persino Rodriguez will surrender to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for deportation. The Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office is opposing release of a man convicted of killing his infant daughter. 44-year-old Rennell Ziegler is serving 15 years to life for the October 2002 murder. He claimed he put his daughter down for a nap and she fell out of bed. Ziegler said he violently shook her to wake her up. An autopsy determined the child suffered from at least 6 separate points of blunt force trauma to the head that caused bleeding on the brain. Prosecutors say Ziegler has had at least 40 disciplinary instances during his time in prison. His parole hearing is scheduled for next month. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.